Carlos, what impressed you the most about Canning when he got into trouble, the pitches that he was able to make to get out of it?
Yeah, that he kept making pitches against a good lineup. They created traffic. They put together some tough at-bats, and he kept finding ways. I thought he made a really good adjustment after that first inning where he left few sliders up in the zone. And then watching him go out there and make some adjustment, I thought he got Kepler for strike three on the slider down. He mix and match. Like I said, that's a tough lineup. And, you know, it took a lot from him. First time going on regular rest. And, he found a way. And that's what you're looking for.
As you learn about some of your new guys here, seeing him make the adjustment today, his last start, I believe, he made an adjustment after reading some swings. Is that something that, you know, stands out to you about him early on?
100%. You know, you go in with a game plan, but you have to adjust because teams will adjust to you. He did it last time using – he went to his fastball when he recognized that they were sitting on his secondary pitches. And then today, you know, I thought the adjustment was with him executing his own pitches, you know, whether it was the changeup and the slider, getting it down. Because, like I said, on that first inning, everything was kind of up in the zone. And he found a way, battle, never panic. When they created traffic, they put together some good at-bats, like I said, and he was still able to make pitches. And then on that fifth inning, you know, getting Castellanos there was huge. You know, getting ahead and then executing the slider for the strikeout.
Tony?
We've asked you a lot about the rotation in the past few days, weeks. Recognizing that it's still obviously early, to what extent has this success maybe even exceeded, you know, what you thought was possible heading into the year?
Well, look, I mean, we knew we were good. And coming into camp, we kept talking about our depth. And even when Manaea went down, when Montas went down, we felt good with what we had, you know, with the options that we had. Then Blackburn goes down, and we're still feeling pretty good about it. We were like, all right, we're probably one injury away from, you know, reaching here. But we knew those guys, especially with the way they came in, the way they were throwing the ball in spring training and the feedback that we were getting from them. So, you know, and that's what we're seeing right now. Guys are going out there, taking the ball, giving us a chance to win baseball games, attacking the strike zone, and it's fun.
And then what did you think about Taylor's play, getting that double play there?
Yeah, good, man. He's a baseball player. He's a play where he has to come in, and once he knows he's going to get there, he kind of, you know, tricked him a little bit there, and then catches it and throws a perfect throw to first base to get Schwarber there. Not an easy one. Some instincts in there, and that's who he is. He's a baseball player.
Tim?
Vientos had the double in the first inning, added a walk late in that big seventh. What have you seen from him in the last 5 to 7 games with some extra base hits? Seems to be coming around a little bit.
Same guy that I saw at the beginning of the year when he wasn't getting results. And I also thought he drove that ball to right field. I thought he had a chance. But really good at bat that first inning of Sanchez, you know, 2-out double. Then the walk, like I said, you know, controlling the strike zone and then hitting pitches with authority. And that's who he is. So, and I feel like he's been doing that the whole year. Now he's just getting some results.
Manny?
Can you just talk about what Luis Torrens has meant to this team since he came last season?
He's been huge, man. We're talking about last season, you know, and the impact, we felt it right away, and he just carried over. You know, this is a guy that is prepared. He knows his role, you know. If he's not playing every day, he's ready. And when he gets the opportunity that he's playing every day, like right now, he shows that he's capable of catching every day and handling a pitching staff. His ability to control the running game. He's going to give you good at-bats. He's going to put the ball in play. He goes the other way. Like, there's a lot to like about this guy.